IVM.
All right, please note that the language and ideas presented on the show might not be suitable for everyone. If you're under 18, make sure your mom isn't around. If you're over 80, why is your mom around?
You're listening to Cyrus Says.
All right, on Cyrus Says, we meet Nitin Vishwas, Rohan Rehani. Gay marriage allowed in India? Oh, that's not the story. The story is how they bring mead back to life. It's called Moonshine Meadery. What's mead? Find out on Cyrus Says.
Why follow your auntie's advice when you can follow Cyrus Says on Facebook and Twitter to stay updated about the latest shows?
See, what I don't understand is when you're drinking from a glass and somebody wants a sip, they take it and drink it from up, right? But when someone's talking on the phone and says, "Hey, Cyrus, this guy wants to talk to you," they thrust their phone in your ear. They haven't cleaned the phone, they haven't wiped it. The same dirty ear that you had is now on my dirty ear with the same dirty instrument which was on your dirty ear. So my point here is, do you trust your gut at that point and say, "No, let me clean the phone"? Or do you say, "Okay, fine, leave it, I'll just let it happen because it doesn't really matter. All ears are the same. We are all one. Hum sab ek hai, hamara kaan sab ek hai." That's kaan with a ka. It's called Cyrus's. All right, so on Cyrus Says, we've got this is a unique proposition. So I'm very glad because we've done almost 300 episodes or webisodes now. And it's nice to have something new. It's like virgin territory breaking, you know, through barriers, the glass ceiling, so to speak. Because we've got our first Medis. Now, people listening will be like, "What the hell is Medis?" It's a word I made up and I'm going to explain everything. But first, let me introduce the two guys here. Nitin Vishwas, who is not related to Kumar Vishwas as far as I know, but we'll find out. And his partner, Rohan Rehani.
That's
good. One is from Mangalore.
Mysore, rather.
But after Kumaraswamy's finished with the Karnataka geography, as far as we know, with the divisions that he has to share, who knows where Mysore will be in any case. But I will give it to Kerala to get a few votes from there. And Rohan is from Pune.
That's correct.
But we have lots more of information, ladies and gentlemen. Next 45 minutes, we will discuss what they do with their lives. Nitin is 34 years old, maybe 34 and a half.
Yeah, 34 and a half.
34 and a half, so almost 35, looks it, man. He's originally from Mysore, mechanical engineer by education. Typical overeducated man who gives up his job and takes somebody else's job after that. Before completing an MBA at ISB Hyderabad and diving headfirst into corporate consulting. You have a career, I'm telling you as if you don't know, but you have a career of over 13 years where you worked with Accenture, L&T, McKinsey. Yeah. Do you know my friend Noshir Kaka?
Yes.
What are you saying, bro? Rock on. There are 6 Parsis left in India. He knows 3. That alone is a feat which deserves some alcohol. And then Abbott Pharmaceuticals, which I must say may be a catalyst in this main story, the focus of our show, which is the Moonshine Meadery, which we will come to. But first, we must introduce Rohan. Oh. Nitin, any feedback on your biodata? Good?
Very good. But spot on.
Nothing personal mentioned, you know, what age you started masturbating, when did you experience organ failure for the first time?
Bishop School, Pune. So both of us are from Bishop School, Pune, and we're boarders.
Oh, you didn't say that. So you know each other from before.
We know each other for 32 years.
32 years of friendship. It's like Dostana, yeah, with better completely. Looking actors. Yeah, yeah, go on.
Both our wives don't like that.
Both your wives don't like that, but don't know that. So Nitin, we'll come back to you. Let's give Rohan some footage now. Is he the junior partner, senior partner?
Junior partner.
Oh. Just an age.
Sorry, 50-50? No.
It's 50-50.
Damn it. Nobody told us. Rohan is 33, clearly much younger than you.
He's going to be 34 in exactly 2 weeks from now.
2 days.
2 days from now.
What kind of 32-year-old friendship? It's 2 days away, the birthday from the time when we're recording. I'll give you the date as well. It's May 30th.
Oh, first June.
Yeah. Between the three of us, two engineers and a lawyer, can't we come up with the right friggin' date? Okay, Rohan is from Pune. He's also studied, but as you mentioned, bishops, they study together. They've been school and college friends. He's got an 11-year career that has been diverse, he says, and ranges from working at Monster India Private Limited to running a manufacturing plant in Gujarat. Family?
No, not my family, somebody else's family.
But running it means?
I ran it. I was in charge of everything.
Wow. So. There to being a partner at the moment, looking better, huh, Nitin? Look at this. But he's running it all, yaar. Tu to McKinsey ke saath kaam kiya. He's running it. Being a partner with a boutique firm specializing in advising SMEs, as well as handling mergers and acquisitions, which sounds like the perfect story.
Fancy words.
Till he decided to go towards bees. We'll come to that. Rohan has done special courses on beekeeping. Here it is. What the hell? It's like you've gone mad. Everything sounds perfect. Acquisitions, mergers. And now We went to beekeeping, Central Beekeeping and Training Institute, Pune, and has also done an in-depth internship at Colony Meadery in Pennsylvania. Guys, before you start talking, first explain to all of us, including me, what the hell is a meadery? What the hell is this subculture of meadness?
So, mead is fermented honey. Just like wine is alcohol made out of fermenting grapes, mead is alcohol made out of fermenting honey. It's a very, very ancient beverage. It predates history. So it's...
Predates history?
It predates beer and wine.
I like that line. So first there was this honey, so to speak, and then there was history. Okay, good.
So it predates beer and wine.
It predates beer and wine?
For sure.
What are you saying?
It actually predates agriculture as a concept. Because this was essentially honey being converted using wild yeast that was available into alcohol, and that's how our forefathers got drunk.
Wow.
Once cultivation started, you started getting grapes, you started getting malts and barley, and that's how beer.
So let's understand: if they didn't have the mead stuff, and if the honey didn't turn into fermented alcohol or whatever happens,
right,
they wouldn't have got drunk. Having got drunk, they discovered agriculture. So all the trouble we're having in the country with this agrarian economy going down the tube is because of the damn mead.
Yes, you can blame us for this, yes.
Not you, but somebody down there.
Yeah, there was apples. Adam bit the apple and then there was apple cider mead. Okay, anyway, sorry, wrong story.
Nathan, did you practice that all night?
Always marketing. Always marketing.
Plus marketing religion, I think, slightly. Yeah, alcohol and religion, tough one in our country. Okay, again, let's set it up. So you're saying this is the oldest sort of alcohol out there?
That's correct.
Yes.
What is Soma? She's a girl in my college, but other than that...
So, Soma was alcohol mentioned in the Vedas.
It's more like a wine, am I right?
Again, the theory about Soma is that the hallucinogen in Soma was a yellow stalk, which was ground, and actually delivered in a base of mead.
It is mead?
A kind of mead. Is what we think
it is.
So
it's not but like when I call up my parents and try to finish my conversation, I go, Soma, yesterday I met Nitin and Rohan, but don't encourage all that. Let's get back to it.
Yeah.
So try to understand perspective here. So Soma, as the text mentioned, in the Vedic text and Indian text, is sort of mead?
Yes.
In the Western world, you mentioned the Vikings and pre-Vikings and things like that. They also had their own version.
That's right.
Which is mentioned in texts in the Western cultures.
So if you really look at meads as a category, the word Madhira, Madhushala, all of them actually have mud.
Madhur comes from sweet, right?
That's
Madhur
correct.
It comes from mud.
The word mead is a derivative of mud.
What are you saying?
Yeah.
That's fantastic. I mean, you guys really worked on this, man. Yeah.
Yes, we prepared for this interview.
Where are you? Okay, let's ask you, both of you, if you look at your bio, Nathan, to begin with, I mean, your MBA at Hyderabad, the ISB, and then you go into things like McKinsey and L&T and Accenture. And Rohan, look at you with the partner of a big plant and then, you know, mergers and acquisitions. How the hell did the switch happen towards... I mean, were you drunk? Literally?
No, I was close enough. I was actually at Brussels. I was actually flying between Brussels and Munich. This is way back in 2000.
During regular job?
Regular job, during McKinsey days.
Mm.
And in-flight magazine. And I read about meads, about a meadery that was coming up in London. So I took a few pictures, WhatsApped it to him as soon as I landed. And the next thing you know, when I was coming back to India, Rohan says, you know what, come down to Pune. I've got a lot of Dabur honey. My sister was coming in from Canada. She's brought the stuff.
You just plugged Dabur?
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yes, why?
Yes.
Let's have them on the show. Dabur. Sorry.
So, yeah. So, that's how we made up. I mean,
come on, I can't believe this. I don't want to be like mean or cynical, but you just read something in the magazine and you got so
fascinated. We were always interested in getting into beers.
I mean,
to be really honest.
Yeah.
Have
discussed this while at your regular jobs. You discussed getting into this whole.
Not as a business, as a hobby.
Buying
the foreigners who brewing their own beer for fun.
Instead of buying it at $300 a pint, you might as well make it at like 200.
I love the Indian mind. It's always about kitna, Q.
So that's exactly how it started. I mean, we made a batch. We came down.
How can you just make a batch, mate? It's got to be more. I mean,
so yeah. At that point in time, he came back from Brussels and came to Pune, and just we didn't know enough about making meads. We just threw in a bunch of honey. We mixed it with water, added yeast.
Huh.
And
it was an experiment. You had no idea.
No idea.
This is pre-Google, pre-YouTube?
No. There was Google, there was YouTube. I just didn't do either.
So what are you? You just looked at what was written in that magazine thing and sort of vaguely understood you mix X, Y, and Z and get this.
Read a few.
This is how I made children. Don't do that.
I need to find that manual.
YouTube. Step by step. Visuals are horrible. Huh? Be careful. Yeah.
So we did read a few recipes, but just did not...
But again, sorry to interrupt, but this is a lark for you. So it's just fun.
Yeah.
You're just experimenting,
absolutely,
right? You're not even thinking beyond that. Yeah.
And the first batch turned out to be horrible. It was like rocket fuel. Like,
but anybody else? But it was 14% alcohol. So while it was rocket fuel, we really got high on it. So that's how it works.
And yeah,
that's the success of the formula. Yeah. Did any third party get to drink it?
Yeah.
Neutral, like a person who's just tasting it.
A bunch of our friends tried it. Some said nice, some said not so nice. But yeah, we tried another batch and that turned out better.
Would you say it's sweet the first time you made it? Would it go into the sweetish category?
It wasn't too sweet. It wasn't sweet. It was quite dry.
Okay.
Yeah, our parents didn't drink it. They said, this is tharra, you're going to get blind.
So
they must be wondering what they were drinking. They're engineers and, you know, corporate giants who are going, taking gigantic strides in their corporate world, suddenly turned left and went to make Soma because it's in the text, ma.
Yeah,
but your feedback was mixed, but it wasn't so bad.
It wasn't so bad. We tried another batch. It was better. We got more into the science behind it. Met a few home brewers and more professional brewers who told us like how do we.
You clearly say that nobody in this country. Let's get this out of the way first. Nobody else has done this before. There's no mead manufacturer. Is mead the right word?
Mead is the right word. There's no dedicated mead manufacturer. There are a few craft breweries that have done a few small batches of mead, but that's about
it. But pure mead, you're the only guys.
We're the only mead.
Ladies and gentlemen, breaking news. For the first time in India, we have Nitin and Rohan.
Yeah. Correction. It's actually first time in Asia. When we started...
First time in Asia? Conquered Asia.
So when we actually made meads, there was nobody else doing meads.
Yeah. But speaking of history, meads were cousins of the Persians. That's a whole tribe of people. The meads.
Yes, the meads.
Yeah. Be very careful who you insult here because our country is all about lobbies. There'll be two meads who trace their descent and come after you. Okay, so it's the first time in Asia that someone... You didn't know that.
No, I didn't know that.
You're, again, he this is it. Just a
I
hobby.
Knew
oh, you knew that.
Oh, what are you talking about?
The idea that nobody has started this as a business.
No, we didn't know that.
A proper private business.
No.
Okay, now let's get to the jump that happens here because you're still working, apparently quite successfully in your various fields. You're in the middle of your career, so to speak. And, you know, so how does this hobby become something you take more seriously? Especially because the feedback is just, okay, it's fun or whatever. Nobody's going mad and saying, hey, those guys and their mead.
Yeah. So it as the feedback started to get better, a few of our friends are like, hey, can we buy a few bottles?
Oh.
And we were like, yeah, dumbasses, sure.
So that's the only way to treat friends.
Yeah. So we made some money and then the same dumbasses came back. And
how much did you charge for your first bottle?
A lot more than what we're charging right now.
What are you saying?
Yeah, it was actually a lot more. Yeah. It was almost, I think, 500 rupees for half a liter. And it was like insane price. We just...
And what's the alcohol content in that bottle? That,
those were
higher. Bottles?
No, those were
8 or 9% alcohol.
8 to 9% alcohol.
Yeah.
Decent. Beerish.
Yeah.
By the way, all this is like not supposed to be legal. So it's like...
Oh! Our show is not legal. We're recording out of Poland. We're in Krakow, Poland. Nobody here. Yeah. We're safe here.
Yeah, we didn't...
Look
we
how
didn't,
cold it is, boys.
We didn't homebrew in India, technically.
Of course not.
Of course not.
You crossed the line from the Deccan Plateau to wherever the hell you were. Somewhere in Ratnagiri with one lion, you managed to do this. Yeah, we'll get to taste it, but let's again figure out. Friends are buying it, you're charging them arbitrary rates. Again, but it's still a hobby and just having fun.
Yeah.
Yes.
So when the same friends came back the second time and said, we want to buy some more, we're like, okay, first time they were just being nice, but second time they're not that big idiots, right? Yeah. So that's when we looked at each other like, maybe there's a business here. And that's how it started.
So what was the next step?
So we decided we're going to try and get the government to kind of create a law. We first looked at the law. We never looked at the excise manual. So we looked at the excise manual.
Who would look at an excise manual out of here? Nothing to do. One thing to Infride magazine about mead and gardening or whatever. Nothing to say, Dad, I got nothing to do this weekend. I'm going to look at the excise manual. Yeah.
So we looked for meads. We found no meads. Then we looked for wines. We saw grape wines. And then we saw fruit wines. And we said,
so
okay.
Technically, the area is not even mentioned. So
it's
technically, there is no law.
There is no law.
You're taking a cousin law here.
There was no law that time. So we went down to the excise and said, you know, we want to make this product. Would you allow us to make it? And they clearly said no.
So what did you think? Nitin, where do you come from, man? You travel the world. You know what the world is like. And you know what India is like. You went with the sweet guy saying, I'm a, you know, entrepreneur, I'm going to make a little alcohol. And the guy is going to say, yes.
So yeah, so it took a while. So it so we decided we're going to try and make
this.
Did
you have to bribe?
Well, put it this way, right? We didn't bribe.
Can I say?
Okay,
we can neither confirm nor deny the.
Rohan's the lawyer, is it?
Rohan's the licensing guy.
I'm married to the lawyer.
And he's married to a lawyer.
Yeah, fair enough. Okay.
So,
you have to. Let's keep it vague. You have to find
your
way.
We navigate, yeah. So while we were doing that, so clearly since there was no law and we were technically, if we wanted to make meads, it was hooch. So we decided let's come up with the most sophisticated word for hooch, moonshine. And that's how the word moonshine mead came
Was it take off on the famous moonshine, the illegal
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That built
America, absolutely.
And parts of India, and it's still going strong.
Still going
in spite,
strong.
Let me just warn the Gujarat and Haryana government, alcohol is available in these states. You may not know about it, but it's very easily available. I don't know why you don't know about it, because we all can get it. Not that I drink, I hate drinks. We all three of us hate alcohol, right?
Absolutely.
So you somehow got the ball rolling now with the excise.
Yes. We chanced upon a meeting with the excise minister. We found two other like-minded individuals who also wanted to start a meadery, and the four of us went together. We actually finally got an audience with the excise minister. We presented it to him, and surprisingly, very quickly, the guy accepted it. To his credit. So he actually quickly put the equation behind, you know, you're trying to make a wine, but it's made out of honeybees, agriculture, ooh, farmer benefit. Boom, the equation was on. And the next thing you know, he actually said, let's try and make this into a law.
No, I'm befuddled here for a second. Let me understand. So now we've come to the point where you're agrarian economy providers, yeah. As in you're part of the system.
Of course. It was always with that intention.
Of course. And hence you benefit. You're basically farmers now.
Yes.
And you benefit. So no tax, nothing.
No, we're paying taxes.
Why?
So this is the condition, right? So Maharashtra government really doesn't get a lot of benefits with excise, because they have an excise holiday for most of the wineries. Mm. So the second we said we want to create a new category, the only condition they had was you have to pay excise, you have to
because
pay.
Because the other guys got away.
Yes.
And you're the last guys in
yes.
the bunch. Okay.
Absolutely. So with that, so they said, will
so you're
you pay
paying for Sula, Pula and everybody else.
Yeah. So I like to say that in the last 3 months of operations, we paid more excise duty than all the other wineries in the last 20 years.
Put together.
You better charge those guys, yeah? They got on the block quietly, nobody was looking. Yeah.
So fair yeah, enough. that's how it all.
But didn't dissuade you the fact that you now have to pay excise and all that?
No, we worked it out into the costing.
So Nitin's a numbers guy, right? I was the liaising guy. So
right.
Many times sitting outside excise office, I get a call from Nitin saying, Rohan, this project isn't viable. I'm like, we're like a month away from the license. What are you talking about? I've spent like a year and a half into this. But yeah, finally the numbers
so he kind out. Of quit everything in way back in August 2016. And post that, so I am married with two kids. He wasn't married.
Those are important steps. Again, look at your background. I mean, it's not like somebody who's not doing really well in life and try something else. You're actually doing really well. And you've got a very solid background, so it takes a lot of courage. For me, that's the most important thing, to do something like that. So again, I'm asking you, were you sure about this product? What was the thing? Or you just couldn't bear your job anymore?
Both.
Yeah.
But this was fun. I actually enjoyed fermenting a lot. I enjoyed making meads.
You know, it sounds very heterosexual. When you turn around and say, guys, I love fermenting.
I should say brewing, yeah.
And brewing sounds manly, yeah. All right.
Yeah.
So 2016, you gave up the job. So that's a huge step. That means like now I'm...
That was him, not me. That was Rohan.
So a file did not move anywhere.
I'm from Mysore.
Do bache ka baap.
Do bache ka baap ka matlab. Do bache Mysore mein. Pune mein kitna baap.
Actually, at that point in time, there was only one bacha. The second bacha came midway through this and I was so pissed off.
And he blamed the second child on moonshine meadery, apple cider meadery.
Producing babies since 2000.
But with the excise commissioner's permission. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, I think we have to take a quick break. But before we do that, can we taste the product?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think we should. Okay, I'll just let me quickly line it up here. We have apple cider, which would be, I suppose, the one of the lead brands. You know, and flavor. What is it? Flavor is the right word.
Yeah, style. Style's the right
coffee.
Word.
Coffee meat is actual coffee.
Actual coffee.
We don't use.
So you can use this as
flavor.
A stimulant in the morning.
Oh yeah, it's got caffeine in it.
Caffeine in it instead
absolutely.
Of your coffee drink.
Yep.
Then are there other flavors?
So we've been experimenting with a lot of stuff. So we've got a guava chili that's right now.
Apparently, yes, that's big.
So that's right now at that Gateway Tap Room at BKC. We had a bourbon oaked apple mead, which was at the Sassy Spoon.
So
at
that's
Narimon
bourbon
Point.
Inside as well.
So we actually took oak chips, soaked it in bourbon, and then used that.
So you get
of,
the flavor, but you don't actually have
yeah,
the
yeah, so it, we aged it on that oak and then we kind of put it on tap.
Hmm.
We've also done a Earl Grey yeah, with you? Orange zest. We've done Assam tea with ginger honey. So we're like...
But how do you know? So you obviously, when you experiment, you obviously get someone to taste it, right? How do you know?
Yeah, so we're the ones who are all the time experimenting and tasting it.
So immediately, yes, no, move on.
Yeah, so it's we call a bunch of friends and family, ask them to try it.
Wow, I want to be your friends, man. So every weekend you come up with a new batch of different things, you just have to try it and give a feedback.
Oh yeah, right now we have, I think, a pineapple...
Ginger
in the setup.
So here's the bad friends, the ones who keep saying no, they want to drink more. Next work. Cheers, guys.
Cheers.
As we go into break, sorry, people, you can't share this with us. Alcohol is against the law and it should not be imbibed by anybody. But man, this is good stuff. All right, back here, Nitin and Rohan are with us. It's called a moonshine meadery. Meadery an actual word?
Meadery is a word.
Like so, brewery.
A brewery is where you brew beer, a winery is where you make wine, and meadery is where you make meads.
Right. And what's a priggery? when you get pregnant after drinking this. Okay, I'm going to try the coffee live. This is the first time on our show we're doing things like this. Because most of our guests are really cheap. They never bring the product. It's amazing. This is a shippy guy who owns also ships. Didn't bring a ship to the show. But I'm going to try this one. This is called coffee. Coffee?
Coffee
what?
Mead. Coffee mead.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, all the relevant sounds that a good Coke commercial would have. Yeah, because you have to look at TVC and digital TVCs and all that. Yeah. Right? So, wow, nice. Great stuff.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Really good.
Thank you.
And how much alcohol in it?
6.5%.
Yeah, that's not too much. You should be able to handle that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah. And what is the price range for...
It's at 220 rupees per pint.
And a pint is how much?
330 ml.
So, how does one drink it? You just drink it neat like a beer?
Yes.
And do you drink it with lunch, dinner? Do you drink it when you're drinking? What's the subculture in this whole thing?
So I'll tell you what, it can be had. I mean, technically, according to me, my body clock says after 11:30 you can drink in the afternoon. And I love drinking meads in the afternoon. It really works well in the whole brunch scene. Mm-hmm. and early evenings. But I know people who lug it even in the night. So I mean, but it's generally had chilled. 10 degrees is good. And it allows the aroma to come out. It's slightly carbonated.
So which countries would this be popular in, already have a very established mead culture? Where would one?
So as of today, I think you'll see a lot of meads in Eastern Europe. And in America, this has now become the fastest growing craft beverage.
Did you know that?
Yes,
I did actually.
So, okay.
Part of our pitch deck actually. So
no, I'm thinking you probably did all this research and what's growing the fastest?
Yeah, so meads are growing really fast. There used to be 30 meaderies way back in 2013. And today, I think there are upwards of 500. So it's really growing quickly. Thanks to Game of Thrones, Lord of the Rings.
Let's talk about that. What are all these references about mead and the advertising that you've got to iconic brands which are already there?
Yeah, so again, every time Game of Thrones, the season comes on, mead picks up as well. Mead, as Nitin mentioned, mead's really popular. I wouldn't say really popular. It is getting more and more popular in America. But even in America, they're fighting the same battle as we are, education. We need to tell, people need to find out what a mead is.
You have to study hard and then you can have your drink, is it?
Yes, pretty much. Yeah, we give like a 3-volume notebook before that, yeah, with every pint.
Watch Game of Thrones, understand us better, let's then come to the party. Go on.
No, so that's about it, yeah.
No, so what I want to know is that we've got Game of Thrones, we've got mention of Vikings, we've got our own ancient texts, we've got mentions in Shakespeare, Lord of the Rings, even Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hogsmeade.
So mead, obviously, is like wine in a sense that it's right there in everybody's culture, already existing, but for some reason, nobody knows about that.
So meads went out of style, as Nitin mentioned earlier, meads went out of style because with the prominence of barley and grapes, alcohol from those sources became cheaper to make. And meads got then relegated to drinks of the gods. So the Greeks actually call it the drink of the gods. And after some time, it just disappeared.
But in Greek, which will be more like, I'm half a common. Just to clarify, it's not the same thing.
Yeah. But then after some time, it pretty much, I wouldn't say disappeared, but it disappeared from popular culture.
So wine ate up meads?
Yes.
Yes. And beers.
And now you're trying to bring meads back and fight wine.
We're trying to grow.
Coexist.
Boys don't lie. Wine is finished in India as a business. I have to tell my friends. I have two friends who make wine, so I've got to tell them the bad news. Salman Clan, all my friends, I've got to tell them. So they have to go back into shipping. They've got good shipping stuff going. They're okay. The family will survive. The Mies are going to hit back. It's going to be like a Champions League final, and Real Madrid is going to win. Is that what's going to happen?
Yeah, hopefully,
yes.
Okay, let's look a little forward. How do you, I won't ask you numbers, but how do you push the vehicle here in India? Because now in the last 5 years, we've noticed with the craft beers growing, with wines growing, which we just bashed for no reason, vodka growing, gin growing. Yeah. Alcohol is a segment growing, even those mixed drinks that they make give names to. Everything is growing.
Yeah.
I suppose, I won't blame the government, but I suppose people need a drink for various reasons. How do you push mead?
I think mead's more, we're trying to largely drive our energies from the craft beer market and from the, largely the craft beer market actually. What we're noticing is people are becoming more experimental with craft beers, the Hefeweizens and the Belgian Wits, and that's kind of segueing it into the whole meads category as well. So therefore the positioning of the bottle, even if you look at the bottle, it's not very different from that of a beer. It's got a 330 ml typical amber looking
bottle.
Actually,
it looked like a beer bottle to me initially.
Yes, and that's precisely what we're trying
to do. If I have three, I'll be ordering beer again by mistake. Be careful,
So we're trying to use the same target audience. We're trying to get them to try this product. And the best part is all these craft breweries, right? They've been literally mentors to us all through and through. So what happens is when you make something,
now you're going to eat them up.
No, so they are on kegs and we are in bottles. So we're actually expanding their base. The fact that people can see a nice craft beverage.
Well, the same guy drink both. Like, I honestly like this taste a lot. I may want to stay with my apple cider. Why would I drink beer then?
Oh, you would also drink beer. When you walk into a craft brewery, you won't typically just stick to one. You go to a craft brewery because you want the variety. You've got like six beers on tap. Each of them are very different. So you go there to experiment.
Yes, I went to this brothel once in Amsterdam and I can understand what you're trying to say, but I don't want to bring it up because it was just far too expensive.
Don't mix drinks.
Grain and grape. Is that true? Grain and grape don't mix? Is all bullshit?
I think it's bullshit.
It's bullshit because I think we drank everything when we were young, you know? Yeah.
And your body looks at it as finally it's alcohol, right?
For me, it was all my brain kept saying, is it free? It really didn't matter otherwise. So is this a competitive rate to a craft beer?
A little cheaper than a craft beer. So craft beers are generally retailing between the ranges of 250 to 350 a pint. This one is at 220. But you should not be comparing it in that sense. While the target audience is the same, this is the same audience that also goes and buys a beera to take it home because you can't take craft beers home. So if you look at it there, we are actually a little more premium.
God, you're attacking everyone. You're attacking the wine business. You're attacking the craft beer business. You're attacking beera, the take-home business, the mixed beer business, whatever you want to call it. You are, in a sense, attacking everyone. Game of Thrones, you've learned a lot. Okay, let's quickly understand the process. Now, how does one actually make this? So, Master, tell us. Okay. Teach me Kung Fu.
So the process of making mead is very similar to that of making wine. You take honey, mix it with water, add yeast, add nutrients, get the temperature right and pray to God.
And where is the meadery?
Our meadery is in Pirangut. In Pune, outskirts of Pune.
You don't say sorry like I'm so stupid, but you're right. You have to explain it.
I always assume everyone knows where Pirangut
is. So he's moved back to Pune?
Yes, I have.
And the family, everybody, lock stock, seven children by now. Yeah. So mead and drink is a new phrase. Mead and drink.
Yeah, so we actually call it hashtag mead up.
Hashtag?
Meetup.
You don't say hashtag.
Interesting. Telling people the same thing.
Boys, don't fight. You've been friends for 31 years. What's wrong with you, man? No wonder you didn't invent this drink just to get through each other's conversation. Shut up, Nitin. I can't take anymore. All right. So what are the future plans? Where do we get this? How do we advertise this? Where is it found? I mean, meat doesn't grow on trees, you know.
So we are right now available in 45 retail outlets all over Pune. We are in almost 28 retail outlets, cutting all the way from Colaba till Borivali.
Wow.
We are also in a bunch of restaurants.
That's because of traffic. You've done the right thing. Everywhere you can take a break for 10 minutes, you'll be driving like a madman. Have a drink. I should say that. Please don't drink and drive. It's a terrible thing. Yeah.
Yeah. So we are available in all these places. You can actually find us on. We are very active on Instagram and Facebook. So if you write down to us, we'll tell you where we are. We have posts that tell you exactly which retail stores are holding our stocks. We're expanding this base every day.
It's pretty quick, huh?
It's just
coming to the market and already all over the place. You can actually get it in most parts of Bombay at least.
Yes, yeah? yes.
The rest
right.
of India? But Pune, no. obviously? Not Pune?
Of course, Pune.
Mumbai, Pune, then?
Kolhapur.
Kolhapur is Maharashtra at the moment.
So Maharashtra at the moment. Kolhapur, Nasik.
What's next, south?
So we're still debating it. We have options of Goa, we've got Bangalore.
No, what are you going to visit? Karnataka Assembly will hold.
That's also true.
Okay, fair enough.
But yeah, so we are trying to expand
nationally. Why not Goa?
So everything's going to happen slowly. Lack of resources, so we are trying to channel it right now.
Okay, you want funding? This is the place to come to, because this is the place where all the financial head honchos, the guys who write the big checks, I get calls. I got Bill Gates the other day. Please, I don't want to deal with these guys here. Excise issues, man.
So we have national plans. We definitely do. It's just that we're taking one step at a time right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And both have quit the job. Nithin, do you still hold a job quietly on the side?
No. Full-time moonshine.
So where's the office in Pune?
In all the coffee shops.
Yeah, closest coffee shop is
closest
office.
Closest coffee shop is office. With Wi-Fi, with free Wi-Fi.
Okay. Yeah. So you've kept the meadery in one place.
Yep.
But wherever you guys are as office.
Yes.
So you're like right. English poets. Wherever you go is England.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, amazing. So what are the future plans now? What's next?
We're going to expand. We're going to bring in. So the idea is to kind of really recreate the craft beverage industry in US. So what you see today are just the apple and the coffee. Mm-hmm. But going forward, we're going to keep coming up with new styles. We're going to do small batches. So it's going to be 200 cases, 400 cases. Get into the market, stock out again. We consciously want to stock out.
But what are the meat sales in the big markets in US? Are they equal to beer or craft beer?
So craft beer in America is a $7 billion
apparently
enterprise.
It's huge.
Yeah, so it's massive. So meads are literally, I think, less than 5% of it today. It's growing. It's growing really fast. It's growing very fast.
It's the fastest growing alcohol. Type.
Again, base effect, but yeah, it's the fastest growing alcohol.
Yeah, I also feel, I don't know if I'm wrong, but I also feel it's got a sort of double gender appeal.
Yes, yeah, it does.
One of the biggest, most of these things, they either have a very male appeal or a female appeal.
Yes.
I feel you might be comfortable with this one.
Yes.
Yeah. Am I right?
Yep. Yes. Yep. Yeah. Yep.
How do the wives and the lady friends and all, how do they respond?
So the word gluten-free kind of really gets everyone very excited. So
being the fat girls, you know.
Yeah.
Like, I want the gluten-free. But Babita, doesn't matter. I want it anyway. We're going to lose all our friends. This one show. What kind of PR are you doing?
Yeah. So it's working there.
Yeah, but I think it's a difficult thing to say, but 10, 15 years back when somebody pushed wine in India, nobody took it too seriously. When it started growing, then you had the next lot, this movement with the beers and the mixed beers, the craft beers, et cetera, and the gins and all that you mentioned. Is it safe to say the Indian market is almost like the market that swallows everything up?
I think the Indian market is now maturing. Indian market is now maturing with more people actually having disposable income, traveling abroad, tasting good stuff outside and then coming back in India and looking for something similar. I think the market's now expanding
and
massively.
I think the millennials are also open to try new stuff. So
yeah. Also, there could be the false promises, the bad infrastructure, the terrible roads, the dusty conditions, the inflation, the petrol prices, all the other issues that we have. So you need a drink.
Yeah, to forget.
You need a drink.
To forget.
Just to move on with your life. Yeah. Well, very interesting. As we close, let's talk a little bit about your personal lives now. Okay. So how has everything changed? You guys had this, you know, corporate sort of life, and I mean, you were right there and probably going to head an MNC each by the time you were 45. How's it going for you? Are you happy where you are? Did your wife and parents get worried? I mean, tell us.
Yeah, so I asked my in-laws recently, I mean, if you knew that your son-in-law would get into the alcohol business, would you give your daughters hand marriage? So pat comes the reply, no.
I think so.
But yeah, my daughter sees me more often, though she keeps asking whether are you going for work or not. I mean, you're never in you're in shorts all the time.
Now she's worried that her dad doesn't have a job. It's gone the other way around. Also, who wants a dad who's drunk all the time? But honey, it's my job.
Yeah. Honey, pun intended.
Honey, pun intended. There you go. You push the brand. What about you, Rohan?
Life's been good.
And you quit actually without the stuff being on board in a sense.
Yeah. So the fear was real. What I really enjoyed about actually setting up the Meadery was working with my hands. Like the first batch, I remember I started.
Can you say the strangest things? But go on.
The first batch I started on Diwali day, and I was alone and I did it. My dad helped out.
This is an awful story. He does everything with his hands. On Diwali, he's alone, and so he turns to alcohol. I mean, this is the saddest story ever. Yeah. No rocket, huh?
It was a lot of fun. Like, it's a thrill to have a product which people consume and are like, hey, this is really good to have, right? I finally understand what chefs feel like when you make
the satisfaction. That satisfaction. You're sort of like an artist in a sense.
Yeah.
Also, you're making people happy.
Yes.
Which is what Naveen does when his comedy goes well. 1 in 3 shows. No, 2 in 3 shows. I'm 1 in 3 shows. Okay, coming back to you. Yeah. But I just want to ask, and I always ask the entrepreneurs this, especially guys like you who turn away from what is the path you were brought up to take, and which, frankly speaking, you would have, you know, done well in, I'm sure. Didn't you get scared?
Yeah, very much.
I mean, you had a huge income this year. What about the family? Nobody said anything to you.
They did. My parents kind of pushed me to try and do an MBA forever. Yeah, forever.
They still pick up the phone and say, Dad, it's a 5,000 crore business, but MBA to karo.
I'm sure that will come.
Yeah. So what did they say when you actually said, look, I'm getting into this? Firstly, while researching this, we all were at sea, you know, because nobody's quite sure what this product is, where it comes from. So now how are you going to tell your parents? At least if it's wine, you have some, you know, you have somewhere to start.
So parents were supportive. They're like, you know, they tried the first few experiments and they saw how much better it got.
Did they drink?
Yeah, they tried it. Yeah. Huh. So my mom's turning into an alcoholic thanks to me.
That's because of career choice, Juan. Yeah.
But yeah, so they tried the progression of the product.
But they can see the growth now and they can...
Yeah. They're super chill now.
Well, here's a big question. Existential question. Are you happier now?
Extremely happy. Yeah.
Doing this product, close to your heart, clearly as someone who with a vision, is this what you really want to do?
Exactly what I want to do. I wish I'd actually quit 6 months.
McKinsey, bye-bye.
I should have quit 6 months earlier.
Maybe they still owe you money, bro. Be careful.
No, he checked.
Yeah? He's the numbers guy.
We'll mess up. Finalist, son.
All right. Okay, guys, thank you so much. As we end, let's finish our drinks. We'll see you on Fortune 500 very soon.
Thank you.
Cheers. Cheers.
If you have any questions for Cyrus, write to us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. Or you can send an email to whatcyrussays@gmail.com.
Okay, Nitin, Rohan, we're joined in the AMA section by the voice of Naveen, the greatest alcoholic in the country.
This coffee mead is madness. I literally had goosebumps. It's so amazing. Guys, please buy it.
But the way you said it was more like a sanitary napkin ad. You said it was more like alcohol feel to it. It's madness. You know, some, I don't know.
Kareed lo yaar, please.
Beautiful. Haryana, it's banned. Haryana's banned, by the way. Still banned, right? Prohibition?
Yeah. No. Is Haryana? It? No. Now you got tikas on it, on the road.
No, that they have, but technically alcohol is banned.
Was banned.
Call Gurgaon just now. We'll find out.
We'll find out. Yeah. We'll have some jalts on call.
Stop it.
So I was just saying while we were not recording that your story reminds me of this show called Easy, which we have like two brothers who start a brewery by themselves, and you know they have to struggle and you know fight their families. Why are you making IP and why are you trying to make alcohol?
But the Indian touch is that they're two successful guys from the corporate sector who threw it away. Yeah. American story is all about a guy that got no job for 40 years.
So one of the brothers has a good job and the other one just making beer in his garage.
Plays with himself and says beer in the garage.
Yeah, it's a great show. You should check it out.
No, now you mentioned before you saw the AMAs, but there's a romantic idea here, no? Isn't there also? Of being an entrepreneur, or being a creator, or being an artist. And thinking that you guys are corporate guys, it means almost like you were trapped in your corporate avatar all your life.
Yeah, true.
Is that fair to say? It's absolutely. Like being straight when you're actually gay.
In fact, the first.
Sorry, Naveen, I couldn't think of anything else.
They would be dancing on grapes if they were gay.
Stop it.
I'll make you a
don't get into the gay thing. It's about them and their romantic story in path.
But I'll put it this way, right? The first day when the product was getting out there in retail, I think both Rohan and I don't think we felt this for a very, very long time.
Film release.
No. Oh, yeah, film release.
Like a film. Yeah. We don't know.
The pressure, pride, all that.
So as the truck pulled away from the midri, okay, full of cases, I had like this feeling of dread in the pit of my stomach. And it was only like 5 days later when Nitin was actually standing at the salesperson at Haiko pushing the product, and he's like, the product's moving. I was like, I managed to let out like a big sigh. I'm like, thank God.
It's like your kids come out when not that ugly. You're so glad.
Pushing the product. Yes.
Okay, stop it. Yeah, bad difference. No.
Cool. First question is, I don't know who is asking the question, but if ever a DC or Marvel comic superhero, Mahim Gautam has asked this question.
Yep.
If ever a DC or a Marvel comic superhero, what superpower would Naveen have to save the world? This is first question for me. you have to answer though.
No, you must. I would like you.
What superpower would I have?
See, I don't think you're a mean human being, so I wouldn't want you to go against your avatar.
Okay.
Like, I think Kunal should be given destructive Shiva-like powers because he has that side to him. Yeah. He's always telling me how he wants to destroy people, there are too many people, all that. But you shouldn't have that.
Like a tickle monster.
Tickle monster, or you know, little things like you can remove the hair of the body of every human being or put lots on it. So you can punish them, but not hurt them too much.
Nice. What do you guys want to give me?
From all I've heard is Cyrus said that you have alcoholism as a power as well. So yeah, maybe alcoholism.
Yeah, that'll boost sales.
Or curing hangovers.
Here we have two entrepreneurs. This is what I call the ruthless gene. It's more about pushing sales, whatever happens. And if you want to become an alcoholic, that's fine with them too.
Yeah, as long as you're saving the world.
Saving the world.
By finishing one
mead at a time.
Okay.
Moonshine Meadery, coming soon. Yeah.
Next question is from Pramod. Over the last few weeks, I've caught up on all the episodes of the show, made my travel peaceful and traffic bearable, so thank you so much. Question for AMA is, I saw Cyrus once when we took the same lift while he was heading to the Red FM office, and he was joking around with the lift guy. So do you ever switch off, or who's the one guy or woman?
That's not the truth. Truth is, the lift guy is the only guy who talks to me in their office. And I don't want to talk to him. There's so many frustrated. This is again coming back to their story. And I saw that in my early days in MTV. There's so many talented singers, comedians, actors who are trapped in medicine. And I use the word trapped. In medicine, in engineering, in places like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Corporate structure. Because we are middle class Indians. We are bred this way. Our parents push us, boom, we're there.
I'm a telecom engineer.
There you go. Yeah. So you know, and then the actual talent is somewhere else. And you got these two guys in the corporate line who are completely probably did really well in life in terms of academics and everything else. Got good jobs. The brands that on their resume are huge. Mm-hmm. Most parents will feel, safe bet. And then they switch in the middle, one with kids, and decide to sell a drink which we don't even know about. You know, it's not even like a known drink. So that it's a similar story. So I think it's fantastic. So the same thing with Red FM and places like that. Liftman wants to be an RJ. He wants to be a comedian. He wants to tell you a joke. He wants to chat. So,
but I remember that liftman because I worked in the same building as you. Yeah. So that guy was really colorful. Like
really colorful.
Yeah. And a big industrial lift, okay? So he was like an old
guy. Always stacking things in that lift. Yeah. We're always arguing and fighting with people who stack boxes.
It was the worst, yeah. It's so weird that we worked in the same building and we never met each other.
And we never made any money.
That too.
And that liftman is laughing at us. From mere paas gaadi hai.
He's
got a machine that goes up and down.
Exactly.
I have to take pills for that.
He used to sing, Aaja meri gaadi mein baith ja also. Sometimes.
And I did.
Cool. Next question is from Nilesh. A Shetland sheepdog died following a violent attack by an Alsatian in Cuff Parade. Later, the Shelties shattered owner, prominent lawyer Aspi Chanoy, lodged an FIR against the owner.
Yeah, I know the story.
For negligence. So, being a dog lover, what's your take on this?
Yeah, but now you can't blame dogs. Dogs are territorial and these things will happen. We have to take blame. We have to control. If the shepherd is aggressive and territorial and alpha, and Shetland is a small dog. I know. I knew those two dogs.
The Alsatians are huge.
It's not just that. It's the personality of that dog. Now, we can't. This is the society you make up. You make up the rules. Dogs can't drink the product that's available here to get through their lives. So it's always the owner to blame. For me, you know, the dog. It's the owner. It's like gun. But it's the person with the gun. No, the gun just goes on its own.
Do you guys like dogs?
Yeah, we love dogs. I have a dog. So.
Yeah, so what breed is that?
I have a beagle.
Okay, very, very small, cute. Yeah. I love beagles.
Yeah. Don't make it some phallic object.
I'm saying that, imagine, how is that a phallic object?
I don't know, but you just sound perverse.
Small and cute is not a phallic thing you want to have in your body.
Go on,
but, so, if you have...
See, give me a drink, boys. I'll take anything.
So, if your beagle was, near an... In an Alsatian was not on the leash.
Naveen, don't know. I'll tell you why. Because, it's a sad story. It's a really sad story. And the sad part about all this is that you got to look after your own dog. That's all. Yeah. There's nothing more to it.
So the you don't FIR is because the Alsatian was not on the leash. Dogs. So the owner knew that he was dangerous.
It's not. It's that German Shepherd. If he's aggressive and dangerous in the sense that, he's alpha and territorial, it's not dangerous to people. Mm-hmm. I know both the German Shepherd and the Shetland. But they have to look after the dog, the one who's more likely to harm the other one. Like if you have two children, one is 6 foot 9 inches and slightly more aggressive, you
put
have to restrain
leash.
Him.
Yeah.
Yeah, but put them both on leashes.
Exactly.
So I agree with Cyrus.
Yeah, because
it's a responsibility of the dog owner. It's straight up.
Please, I don't want to put the dog, euthanize the dog and all that. You'd be a little careful about what you say.
Have you seen these memes of Disneyland where people are carrying their dogs and holding their kids on leash and walking around?
Of course,
so
good. That's the new world.
That's the new world.
You got no complaints from me.
Cool. How do you think sports persons can manage to play sports without air conditioning? I've often heard you rant about people switching off the AC in your gym. Do you think you could play in hot, humid conditions of the IPL?
I cannot believe that we play cricket and high level cricket, high intensity cricket in those conditions, as you saw in the final in Chennai and Hyderabad
like
that day.
In Bombay.
Look at the spectator, forget the cricket, okay? He's getting paid crores of rupees, so effort, you just do it out of boss, ye to karna padega.
Exactly.
But the spectators, and they're really rich ones, South Bombay spectators, Mr. Nitin, and they are just caked in sweat. I'm like, really? It's 11:30 on a Sunday, this is what you want to do? And you don't have a drink in your hand either. I mean, what the hell is going on?
You're not allowed to drink here, yeah.
You're not. This is not Lords on a summer's day, which for them is 20 degrees at best. You know, you can have your picnic basket and a girl next to you who's scantily dressed and the weather's pleasant and beer and whatever. Sorry, mead in your hand.
Thank you.
Mead. Thank you. Well done.
Thank you.
Good save.
Good. Oof.
So would you ever be able
better
to
better than
play?
Liverpool last week, yeah?
I don't watch football, so I don't know. I'm just laughing along. Cool. So would you play IPL in this weather is what Shreya's asking.
I'll play IPL. If you pay me 20 crores for the season, I'll play anything, any time. I'll scratch myself in public for hours. Whatever. Well, what about you boys?
Yeah, of course.
It's all about the money.
Yeah, of course, definitely.
But I think sport is a Western concept. Let's keep it that way. We have chess. Let's play chess. We're good at it. We can play indoors.
Shatranj.
Yes. You just do one push-up, you're ready for the game. Warmed up, ready to go. Okay, catch us on any of the podcasting apps, please. We beg you, we need you. If you have any questions, write to us online and you can mail us as well. We will answer. We have a doctor in the house called me.
And that's what Cyrus says.